Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move.
By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter.
Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice.
Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to DTNS Gaming News Monthly for December 2021, your one-stop catch-up for the biggest gaming stories from the past month, with a heads-up on the major game releases for the month ahead. This show will help bring you up to speed with the info you need to know about the discourse. November can be a tricky month in gaming news. Companies want to promote their big holiday titles, but not too much so you get sick of them before December, all the while shouting about Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals. And, as is definitely the case for this particular November, companies will often try to wait out bad news by hiding behind American Thanksgiving and associated deals filling up the news cycle. Though I'm not trying to harsh anyone's holiday buzz, here's a recap of some of that bad news. Last month I mentioned Jen O'Neill, who stepped up to lead Blizzard alongside Mike Ybarra after J. Allen Brack stepped down in August, is departing the company. Now it's come out O'Neill previously experienced harassment and felt tokenized at Blizzard, and was paid less than Ybarra, only offered an equal contract after resigning. She's gone on record stating Activision Blizzard rejected previous pay parity requests on multiple occasions. A Wall Street Journal report covered how internal documents and sources claim CEO Bobby Kotick knew about the alleged sexual assault and harassment allegations within company-owned studios, but never informed the board. Over 1,000 employees signed a petition calling for the removal of Kotick, and Kotick reportedly said internally he'd consider stepping down if he's not able to fix the misconduct issues with speed. The Wall Street Journal report also noted a 2006 incident of Kotick threatening to have an assistant killed over voicemail. As a quick palate cleanser, Grand Theft Auto: The Trilogy, The Definitive Edition, which dropped back on November 11th, has some of the best graphical bugs I've seen all year. If you need a giggle, I highly recommend searching for some. So last episode, I mentioned Valve and Epic respectively banning and welcoming NFT games, but otherwise skipped over what NFTs are. Good news! The always excellent Tom Merritt has a podcast called Know a Little More if you want to know a little more about NFTs and blockchains and all sorts of other great stuff. I've linked the NFT and blockchain episodes in the description, as those are extra relevant since I'm about to drop a whole bunch more NFT-related gaming stories. Here we go! Zynga, known for mobile and Facebook games, announced the hiring of Matt Wolf as Vice President of Blockchain Gaming. The company said Wolf will focus on the opportunity to integrate non-fungible tokens and blockchain technology into Zynga's existing portfolio and owned IP, as well as to develop games from inception that are built with NFTs as part of the core gameplay loop. EA's CEO Andrew Wilson called NFT and play-to-earn games the future of our industry, but added it's still early to figure out how that's going to work when asked about the topic during the company's earning call in early November. Ubisoft is also on the bandwagon, with CEO Yves Guillemot stating the company wants to be one of the key players and that blockchain will imply more play-to-earn that will enable more players to actually earn content, own content, and we think it's going to grow the industry quite a lot. On Twitter, Discord CEO Jason Citrin teased a screenshot showing Discord integration with crypto wallet services MetaMask and Wallet Connect, but immediately backtracked after many thousands of Discord users did not react positively to the tease. A tweet liked over 20,000 times encouraged users to cancel their Nitro subscriptions, which grant Discord users extra features, and cite the crypto integration as why. Citron's follow-up statement thanked everyone for all the perspectives, adding, "We have no current plans to ship this internal concept. For now, we're focused on protecting users from spam, scams, and fraud, and promising more soon." And for no reason at all, I'd like to mention an excellent protocol report on the boom in NFT play-to-earn style games possibly generating an unexpected number of taxable events, pointing out that simply selling a digital asset and converting an NFT to cryptocurrency to cash out could generate multiple separate taxable investment transactions, and that NFT games don't typically track transactions for tax purposes, because, you know, this may end up relevant sooner than later. In more standard gaming news, Valve notified customers its Steam Deck handheld launch is delayed, citing component shortages. Originally scheduled to begin shipping in December, Valve now says February 2022. All reservation holders keep their place in line, but dates have shifted back accordingly. Epic Games acquired Harmonix, the developer of Rock Band and other music experiences. Harmonix said its games will remain on Steam and will not become Epic Games Store exclusives. As well as continuing to work on Rock Band DLC, the company will also be making musical journeys and gameplay for Fortnite. Amazon Games' New World MMO has had a bumpy time since launching in September. MMOs are tricky to build and launch at the best of times, and extra complicated for a still kind of young game studio like Amazon Games. Though they've been around since 2012, their titles were mobile and Facebook-based until the Grand Tour game landed on PS4 and Xbox One in 2016. Amazon Games had another MMO in development since 2019, a Lord of the Rings MMO, but that ended up canceled due to their partner studio getting bought by Tencent. With New World first revealed in 2016 at TwitchCon, launching in 2021 is actually decently quick. For reference, World of Warcraft, by the already successful at that point Blizzard, took about 5 years too. Unfortunately for New World devs, everyone has played World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy XIV and other modern MMOs, so expectations were maybe unfairly high. The launch was the usual MMO rough go of massive login queues and server issues. Gamers were angry, as they often are, but Amazon added a bunch of new servers, fixed some login bugs, and the game carried on, right up until someone figured out how to duplicate stuff. Everything economy-based in New World came to an immediate halt as Amazon disabled sending money, trading with players directly, the trading post, and guild treasuries. Bug got patched, 1,200 players were banned for exploiting the bug, and life resumed. For a couple of days until another dupe was found and the days without turning off the economy counter got flipped back to zero. As of recording, everything in New World is functioning as intended, minus the growing presence of bots. Bots have a long history in MMOs as a way for companies and players to farm gold and other resources. In a game as heavily economy-focused as New World, a bot army can seriously affect a server's prices and mess with resource availability. Though reporting bots has not yet made a dent, players are creative and discovered a temporary solution. Bots in New World are currently being dealt with the same way players used to deal with bots in old-school MMOs. Namely, you aggro a mob, lead them to the bot, and let nature take its course. And honestly, this just warms my heart. What's old is new again, and it's important to pass these vital skills to the new generation.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Right now on a special edition of Tools and Weapons, Brad Smith is sharing a vision for what Microsoft calls the new AI economy. It's an idea rooted in technological revolutions of the past, like the printing press, which created a vibrant marketplace of related innovations, ultimately leading to an explosion of books and readers. But he doesn't just give a history lesson. In the episode, Brad lays out the tangible ways that Microsoft is providing infrastructure and other support to those leading the charge of the new AI economy. And he explains the importance of using that infrastructure to ensure equitable access to AI to people all over the world. To stay current on insights from voices at the center of the conversation on AI, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you like to listen.
November featured Microsoft's 20th anniversary Xbox celebration. Oh my goodness, I feel so old right now. At museum.xbox.com, you can actually walk through a quote-unquote metaverse museum alongside other players right in the browser. Every big moment of the past 20 years, like Red Rings of Death, Halo, and trying to buy Nintendo, has a story and often a video documenting the milestone. You don't have to log in to walk around, but if you do log in, there's also a personal Xbox museum, which brought back some fun memories of yore. If you were there for Xbox Arcade Uno, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Back to NFTs for a split second, Microsoft gaming head Phil Spencer stopped short of saying NFT games would be banned on Microsoft's Game Store, but mentioned some feel more exploitive than about entertainment, and the company would take action on any such NFT games on its storefront. On to Sony. Bloomberg sources say the company reduced its PlayStation 5 production outlook for this fiscal year due to component shortages. Sony is now targeting 15 million units produced through March 2022, 1 million less than initially planned. The hacking group Fail Overflow, famous for cracking other consoles including the Wii and PS3, announced it obtained root keys for the PS5, opening the door to decrypting files and potentially reverse engineering the console. The group claims these were obtained from software, including a per-console root key. These kinds of projects always take a ton of time to develop into something usable, but I'm impressed they got the keys this early in the console's lifecycle. And Sony filed a patent for what appears to be a controller designed for mobile gaming. It looks similar to a PS4 DualShock 4 controller, with room for a phone or other screen to be placed in the middle on a tiltable shaft. If this interests you, you don't have to wait for this to develop into a viable product, as current PlayStation controllers can be connected to mobile devices over Bluetooth, though you will have to figure out holding the screen on your own in the meanwhile. Nintendo, after tons of announcements in October, spent this past month being real quiet. That has not stopped the Switch from performing well in all regions, and specifically in the UK, where, for the week ending November 27th, 5 of the top 10 games sold were Switch games, with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe even beating FIFA 22, thanks to a Black Friday bundle sale which included the console, the game, and 3 months of Nintendo Switch Online. Also in the top 10, the Switch edition of Minecraft, Pokemon Brilliant Diamond, Animal Crossing New Horizons, and Mario Party Superstar. Pokemon Brilliant Pearl came in 11th. Notable releases this December include Advance Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp and Big Brain Academy Brain vs. Brain, now available on the Switch. Grand Theft Auto The Trilogy The Definitive Edition physical copies will be out for PC, Switch, the PlayStations, and all the Xboxes on December 7th, same day as Rune Factory 4 Special for PC, PS4, and Xbox One. Final Fantasy XIV Endwalker, originally scheduled for last month, will finally be available for everyone on December 7th. Important note for free trial players, you may not be able to log in for a while as everyone hammers the server for the expansion due to paid players receiving priority for queues. As is typical with MMOs, be prepared for possible server issues across data centers as millions of people around the world hammer them concurrently. Endwalker will be on PC, PS4, and PS5. Halo Infinite launches December 8th on PC, Xbox One, and Xbox S and X. Halo Infinite multiplayer is free to play, and if you are a Game Pass subscriber, you'll also be able to play the campaign at launch. December 8th also has Sam & Max Beyond Time & Space Remastered, dropping on PC, Switch, and Xbox One. December 9th brings back a different kind of old-school classic, with Monster Rancher 1 and 2 DX on the Switch and PC. But Jen, I'll pretend you asked, how can there be a Monster Rancher game on the Switch when the whole point was being able to disc swap on the original PlayStation to see what kind of monster it would create? These DX versions have access to a CD database in-game, searchable by song name and artist, so now you can create monsters you never previously had access to. Neat and player-friendly, two of my favorite things. Among Us comes to non-Switch consoles on December 14th. The loud part of the fad may be over, but the game is still going strong and more console editions won't hurt. A Switch edition has been available since last year. December 16th brings Record of Lotus War Deedlit in Wonder Labyrinth to all consoles, including the Switch, after its PC launch back in March. It's a really pretty Castlevania Symphony of the Night-like game, though much, much, much shorter and more linear. So if you're looking to scratch that type of itch without having 40 free hours for remembering how to navigate the upside-down castle, this is worth checking out. Yes, Deedlit straight-up copies Alucard's cape moving and backdashing, which is very important, I know. December 16th also brings out Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach for PC, PS5, and PS4. You know, if you're looking for a light holiday romp. That's it for this month. If you have any kind of gaming questions, PC, console, retro, whatever, feel free to ping me on Twitter or Instagram. Both are at Jen Cutter, that's Jen with two N's, or you can email me over at jen@jencutter.com. Have fun out there, and I look forward to bringing you another Gaming News Monthly next year.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone, and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.